From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Our editor, Rick, missed his fucking deadline again, so today's most important story isn't quite ready for air yet. Here's a few pieces of news that will hopefully buy him some time. Here are today's top stories. Intensive care units across the nation are reaching a breaking point today as the United States has officially surpassed 4 million coronavirus hoaxes. Officials in Florida and other key states have reported that the spike in made-up cases of COVID-19 is also beginning to greatly overburden many of their county morgues. And in sports, an increased number of coronavirus cases among players is causing Major League Baseball to take some additional precautions. MLB officials announced today that all players will now be required to quarantine for a minimum of 14 days between bases. Oh, great, like these games weren't long enough already. Well, Rick, I bought you all the time I can. You got about 30 seconds to get the next segment up, or else you can kiss that health insurance goodbye. Hopefully, we'll be back with something right after this. Well, pretty soon, if you're looking to buy toys for an infant or toddler in your life, you might have to look somewhere other than Fisher-Price. The popular children's toy maker is reportedly making some big boy changes to its brand after 89 years. For more on the changes, I'm joined by OPR consumer reporter Marcy Hammond. Welcome, Marcy.
Thanks, Leslie.
So what exactly is Fisher-Price changing and why?
Well, it sounds like the toy manufacturer is wanting to produce more mature products because, as Fisher-Price head Chuck Scothen told reporters this morning, the company was, quote, tired of making stupid toys for babies. Here he is with more in the new direction.
All these toys are for dumb little babies. Well, we don't want to make stupid toys anymore for idiot babies who can't even talk. We want to make awesome stuff. That's really fun. So we're gonna start making cool grown-up stuff, like trucks and spaceships and awesome stuff.
That seems like a pretty big undertaking for a company that's made Rattles and Corn Poppers for the last 9 decades.
Well, Scothen says that Fisher-Price has been really, really extra good, and that it's time that they get to make products that all the other companies get to make.
Why does Nerf get to make guns and blasters, and we only get to make boring, dumb stuff? We're way older than Nerf. We should at least be allowed to make airsoft guns or super real-looking video games with gangs and scary monsters and stuff. Whatever. We'll show you. We're gonna start making super cool rocket ships immediately. They're gonna be yellow and black and have a bunch of lasers and machine guns, and when it lifts off, it's gonna go pew, and they're gonna land on Mars, and we're gonna meet aliens and kill them.
Ooh, that does sound pretty cool. But Marcy, what prompted such a drastic decision?
Well, some sources have told me that Fisher-Price was made fun of by its older sister subsidiary, the Barbie division, for still needing diapers to play with its toys.
Ooh.
Apparently, Scothen ran away crying, and when he was found later, he announced the decision to the rest of the company.
Ah, so is there anything holding Fisher-Price back from starting productions on laser and machine gun-equipped yellow and black rocket ships?
Well, Fisher-Price's parent company, Mattel, does have the final say, and they don't seem too keen on Fisher-Price getting into weaponry. Or, according to Mattel CEO Enon Cries, anything that's not suitable for those 5 and under.
No. Rocket ships are way too dangerous. People could get hurt. Maybe Hasbro lets Nerf and G.I. Joe do whatever they want with their funding, but as long as Fisher-Price is living under the Mattel umbrella, they're gonna have to live by our rules. Besides, Fisher-Price loves making its Woodsy Wonders bouncer and baby's first blocks.
Oh boy, and how did Fisher-Price respond?
About as well as you would expect.
No! I hate Woodsy Wonders and baby's first blocks. They're for stupid little babies. I hate them, I hate them, I hate them! I want to make missiles and bombs and video games!
Mr. Scothen eventually tired himself out and was laid down for a nap.
Poor little guy. Heads of subsidiaries want to grow their brands so fast these days. Well, he'll get over it.
I wouldn't count on that. Shortly after our interview, Fisher-Price seemingly rebelled against its parent company and started manufacturing rockets without permission that looked like they were constructed using a toy school bus and a Snuggle Monkey cradle duct taped together with a xylophone on which the bars were labeled dynamite. Mattel has already recalled all the sold missiles, refunded the buyers, and sent Scothen back to his office to think about what he'd done.
Ooh, sounds like somebody's in trouble. Well, thanks for that report, Marcy.
You bet.
That's OPR's Marcy Hammonds, back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere. No one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed, 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
I was lucky to be raised in a home where I was encouraged to keep talking about the news regardless if anyone asked me to, and long after everyone wanted me to stop. So here's what else you need to know today. The U.S. Health Department is making some necessary changes to the Heimlich maneuver today, as they've now added additional steps to ensure choking victims finish the food they've coughed up. Health officials believe these new steps could help cut down on U.S. food waste by as much as 42% each year. And some good news out of the scientific community today. An encouraging new climate report has found that polar bears are in fact evolving the necessary aerospace engineering skills to successfully escape our overheating planet. Lucky bears. And finally, we here at The Topical would like to issue an apology. Yesterday, we spoke with a so-called sexual health expert who presented some advice and information that unfortunately needs some correction. Just to clarify, penises go inside vaginas, not the other way around. Which, I mean, I totally knew that. I just didn't want to embarrass the sexpert in front of everyone, so I didn't say anything. Anyway, we here at OPR would like to apologize for any confusion or inconveniences this may have caused, especially the inconveniences. And as always, we'll try to do better the next time.